Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues racing through Shas Mishnayot in Chapter 9 of Bava Metzia, Mishnayot 8 and 9. Mishnah Chet, a mekabel sodim echaver lezoras se'urin. A sharecropper goes into someone's field to plant barley. Lo yizreina chitim. He can't change that and plant wheat. Chitim yizreina se'urin. But wheat, he could plant barley. The idea here is that wheat saps more resources, has more strain on the land. Even though wheat is more expensive, it does cause more, you know, saps more of the vitality from the soil. So if the landowner was not expecting that, it would not be appropriate to plant something that takes more from the soil, even if there's more profit. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says you can't change it in either direction. Because really there could be a crop rotation that's in place. The soil is good for certain crops. The landowner, again, probably a family farm. He's been in his family for years, forever, since Am Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael. So he knows what to do with his land. If he says barley, it should be barley. The Gemara brings another reason that the landowner might be praying for a good barley crop. And if the sharecropper changes that to wheat, then all those prayers were not helping. Mishnah adds, Tavua loizrena kidnit. If they agreed to plant grains, don't plant beans. Again, beans take more nutrients out of the soil than the grains. Kidnit yozrena tavua. But if it's beans, you could change it to grains. They're less strain on the land. Shimon Gamaliel, Oser. Again, he forbids it because the landowners should really know what to do with the land. And again, they should daven, so they should pray for the right crops. Mishnah Tet, I'm a kabel sodim echaver l'shonim watot. Somebody is a kablan, is a sharecropper, is using this field for a few years, less than 7 years. Lo yizra'ena pishtan, do not plant flax. So the idea is flax takes a lot out of the soil. Flax is valuable, but it takes a lot of nutrients out, and the soil's not going to go back to normal until 7 years later. And that by that time, the sharecropper is long gone, and the family that owns this ancestral land has to deal with the consequences of that. Again, we have a long-term view to be stewards of the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'ein lo b'kor chikma, and a sharecropper is only there a few years, does not have the right to beams from the sycamore trees. They used sycamore to grow long, straight beams, 2x4s. Kibla hamenu l'sheva shonim, but if he's going to be there for 7 whole years, Shona Rishona, Yizreina Pishtan. The first year he could plant flax because by the time his sharecropping is up, the soil's gone totally back to normal. V'yeshla b'kor chikma, and he's allowed to cut beams from the sycamore trees there because they will have time to grow back. In the Gemara, they do note in some places, sometimes a sharecropper was on the land, the same land with the same family, for decades and decades. So they took an interest in long-term custodianship and conserving the land in the best way possible. Tizkulim mitzvot.